Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some season over under numbers that are out there after the draft. Now, remember.
17 games.
Yes. Don't forget about that. So if you hear a number and you go, oh, man, that's high. Well, that's because there's 17 games.
And by the way, I think the NFL schedule is coming out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think I want to see like the Monday.
How about that?
Is it the 12th or 13th?
They make a bigger deal on that schedule release than it needs to be. Like, why? I understand the big deal about the draft. I even understood the big deal about the combine when they would do that.
Yep.
Because that was part of the draft. The schedule release, that to me is never a big deal. I mean, there's like one or two games that are interesting.
I want to say Wednesday, May 12th is when the schedule release comes out.
All right, so this is post-draft season over-under totals.
Over-unders.
Over-under totals.
Yep.
How about the Giants first? Now remember, 17 games, 17 regular season games. Where are the Giants? What is that number?
7.5.
It's 7. Over 7, which is minus 125. So that number might end up going up.
Okay.
That to me, I'm sorry.
7-10 season. Wow.
No, I am way bullish on
the
Giants.
You're bullish on the Giants. You like it.
Over 7. I love that right now.
Okay.
That's got to change, I think. I mean, that's got to at least get up to 8. 8.5. What about the Jets?
Over, I'm going to say 6.
6.5. 6.5. Who do you think the team with the worst win total in
Houston.
Football is? Yep, there you go. 3.5. 3.5 wins in a 17 season game.
I know it's hard to think there's just one game, but can you imagine a 1-16 season? Oh.
0-17.
Like a 2-14. Houston could go 0-17. Depending on what's going on with Deshaun Watson.
Well, the Jets still not getting much respect as they are ranked third worst when it comes to season over-under. Actually tied. So there's a bunch of teams at 6.5. The Eagles, the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Jets, all at 6.5. Then the Lions are 5 and the Texans are 3.5. And the team with the most...
The team with the most would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nah, second most, 11-5.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs at 12.
Where are the Green Bay Packers 12. With Aaron Rodgers?
They are right now off the board. They are off the board right now. I cannot find the Packers because they are off the board.
Mm.
Yep.
Can I ask you a couple other questions?
Sure. Please, Boomer. Please
do. All right. Where are the Dallas Cowboys?
The Dallas Cowboys.
They're going to have Dak Prescott back under center, so when he stays healthy, he comes back 100%. And they went after defense in the draft.
Why don't you guess where the Cowboys are?
I'm going to say they are at 8.5.
9.5.
9.5. Okay.
9.5.
All right. So where are the San Francisco 49ers?
Okay, you want to take a guess at them, too?
I'm going to say 9.5 there as well.
10.5.
Jeez.
10.5.
That's why Jimmy Garoppolo is starting.
Yeah. 10.5.
So let's see. Another interesting team would be
Patriots.
The Patriots are going to be, wow. They spent so much money in free agency. My God. They rebuilt their entire defensive line. 9.5.
Nine. No. Do you know anything about this Texas A&M quarterback that the Vikings drafted, Kellen Mond?
Well, he's like one of these big, strong athlete types that is raw.
Yeah. What did you think? Did you hear RG3 just roast Kirk Cousins? Did you hear this?
I did not hear it.
I'll play it for you in the break if I could find it. But
RG3 has no right to roast Kirk Cousins.
This is what I thought you were going to say about it. Now, I laughed because, you know, my take on Cousins. But I knew you would hate that.
Both drafted in the same draft, and he was drafted after RG3
took his job.
Ended up taking his job. Well, RG3 sucked.
Right. I know that. But he's like, man, Kirk Cousins has been cashing checks there for a long time to put up mediocre seasons. That's what he said.
Oh, boy.
I was like, let's go RG3.
Yeah, okay.
Woohoo! I was into it. He's like, Kellen Mond does all the things that Kirk Cousins can't do. Said all that stuff.
Yeah, of course he feels that way. Kellen Mond is a big, strong athlete who's like a raw kid.
Yeah.
You know, even more raw than Josh Allen was when he came in, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to play this for you when I find it because it's interesting. But one thing I will say is I think he's got a future, this RG3, if he wants to do some more media stuff. Because he had a strong opinion about it. It came from a place of knowledge. Now, he's obviously holding a grudge. There's no two ways about that.
That's true.
But he packaged it in a way that was, I mean, it wasn't and on or any of that stuff. He just went right into it. It's pretty good. Pasquale in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Pasquale?
Boomer and Gio, what is up? I love you guys.
Hey, man, we love you, Pasquale. What do you got for us this morning?
Listen, I'm driving down to work. I'm driving south on 684. And guess what I see on the side of the road?
Don't tell me another boat.
A big 40-foot boat.
Unbelievable.
On one tire. It's like, you know, it looks like it's going to fall down on the side of the road.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you don't go and get that boat right away. This was my point with the one on the LIE that was there for 3 days.
So the question is how long is that boat going to remain there? Will you take the same drive tomorrow morning, Pasquale?
I'm going to take the same drive, and I'm going to think of you, Boomer. But you know what? None of this stuff happens in Dutchess County. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Dutchess County, why is it happening there?
Dutchess County on the side of the road?
Well, maybe they were taking it up to a lake or something or bringing it down. Who the hell knows, Pasquale? But I just, as I said with the one on the LIE, if you got your boat on a trailer, you blow out a tire on a pothole, the rest of my life is dedicated to getting that boat
off of the road.
Yes, no matter what I needed to do, weekend, not weekend, I'm calling everybody I know. I'm not just leaving it there for another day.
Right.
This isn't like a hat blowing off while you're on a boat into the water. You're like, oh, screw it. I'll just leave it there.
No, this is a boat in the middle of a major thoroughfare.
Right. Go there and get it.
Can't have it.
Stop being so sloppy, damn it.
All right, Keith in Florida. Keith, what do you got, brother?
Hey, Boomer. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm a longtime Ranger fan, former season ticket holder. You were saying earlier, Matt Martin really, really killed the season on us.
Yeah, he did.
What's that like at home, though?
Nah, it's not good. That's not good.
So, can you tell us more about?
Yeah, that? I was thinking about kidnapping the baby. maybe I could hold that against them.
Yeah, we definitely need. I was hoping we would have signed Matt before he re-signed with the Islanders.
Yeah, you know,
Boomer told him not to.
Told him not to. That was 2 years ago when Brendan Shanahan actually called me and said, we'll trade him to wherever he wants to go. He's been such a great guy up here in Toronto. We owe him that. And, you know, there was never really a thought. I can't speak for Matt. There was never really a thought, I don't think, that Matt would go play for the Rangers, even though it's an original six team. And for a guy like him, that's, you know, they appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the team wasn't ready for a guy like Matt Martin 2 years ago. Now, maybe next year, that's a different story. You know, it would be nice to have somebody that can actually hit back, you know, and get involved. But But they ain't gonna let him go.
Well, they definitely need that type of presence. There's no doubt about it.
They don't have it. They're a pretty hockey team. Very pretty. You know, and when there's a lot of space out on the ice, you know, everybody looks like it's ice capades and it's great and there's, you know, great passes. But
they got to grind one out. They don't got it.
When it gets to standing in front of the net and playing defense and trying to score goals, when
those
other guys
dirty areas
are in the inside of you and you're not fighting to get on the other side of them, this is what happens. And, you know, it's not surprising.
Eric's down in Miami, our friend. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, Gio?
Good morning, man.
Booms.
What's happening, E?
Not much, man. Other than Home Depot taking all my money, I just wanted to get your insight on Michael Carter from North Carolina, because I saw him run things in the ACC, running all over the Miami Hurricanes with draft picks on their defensive line, and I've seen him just torch ACC great schools, and I really like this pick in the fourth round. Booms, this Michael Carter kid. He's small, but he's a Barry Sanders type.
Hey, you know what? Eric, I play with smaller running backs too, so it's okay. It's just as long as they're tough and they know how to get out of the way, and they also have a football IQ. The one thing I will say that Joe Douglas did right in this draft, he takes the quarterback with the number one pick, goes and gets a guard, stand him next to Mekhi Becton. I'm assuming he's going to play left guard, and you're going to have almost 800 pounds of beef on the left side of that offense.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you get a wide receiver like Elijah Moore, who I was telling you how I was touting him as a very good second-round wide receiver that could do a lot of different things on special teams for you and maybe break a game open there. And then also bringing in Michael Carter, all that stuff is great. This is how you build a team from the inside out. In other words, your draft picks, you had 10 of them this year. You moved around the board. You made some really key picks. And now those young guys hopefully all grow up together. It reminds me a lot of my 1984 draft with the Bengals. We had offensive linemen, running backs, and me.
Yeah.
And I think we even had a tight end in there. And we had like 10 or 12 picks. I forget what it was. But then a lot of us all grew up together and, you know, went all the way to the Super Bowl. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who knew a little bit more about UNC football than I ever knew. But they had another running back there, too, as Mack Brown is the coach down there.
Yep.
So Javonte Williams was the other running back. I believe he was more highly recruited, but Michael Carter got more of the carries. Mack Brown leaned on him in more situations and really became the lead back there. So that is something that is at least interesting. And, I mean, he gets rave reviews about the type of guy he is and what he's been able to do there. And I don't know if he's a Barry. I think Barry Sanders
that's
type
a
is.
Much. That's a little much.
I don't know if he even plays that way
right.
either. He's more of a downhill guy as opposed to a juke guy, at least from what I've been learning about him.
A downhill guy.
As opposed to a juke guy.
Juke guy.
Oh, Al was able to get that RG3 thing for us as well.
Right.
I want to play for you, so we'll let Boomer listen to that right now.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, number 8 in Minnesota is probably not real happy right now. Because Kellamon represents exactly what he doesn't do well, right? Kellamon's the big physical quarterback. He can run it, throw it all over the field. And I don't think that's something that number 8 is able to do in Cousins in Minnesota. But I think that's what the coaching staff and the administration is looking for. Should I say the organization is looking for. Munn had a lot of inconsistencies in his game. And the biggest thing last year was, like Connor talked about, he actually improved drastically. But some NFL evaluators, looking over the course of all the years of his starts at Texas A&M, they're still a little skeptical about him. But I would tell you this, with great determination and great coaching, I think this is a guy that could be a real riser over the course of his career. And as you see, you know, Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time, taking them to 8-8 and 9-7 seasons. If he has a bad start to the year like he did last year, I could see the fans and maybe the organization leaning towards Mund if he comes in and impresses.
Not yet. Not yet.
You like that? Like that?
Right.
Collecting a lot of checks.
Man, you talk about a guy's got an axe to grind. Holy crap. I mean, how could you not listen to that and feel like he's got an axe to grind against Kirk Cousins?
Of course. I know, but I just like to hear it. I mean, I just love to hear it. I wish it had come from somewhere else, but I did love to hear it. He has been. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks. He's been mediocre.
Well, guess what? He is the wild card in the draft. How's that sound?
Kellen Mond?
Yes.
The wild card?
Maybe all of a sudden, you know, he takes over in 2 years and everybody's looking back on this draft going, what a great pick. You never, I mean, who knows with any of these kids?
So, how many guys, quarterbacks that have been selected, leave Tom Brady out of the conversation for a second because we know he's the greatest ever and sixth round and everything else. But in the last number of years, let's say last 10 years or so, how many quarterbacks selected in the third round or later have actually made an impact on the league? Now, Russell Wilson was a third round pick.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, yep.
Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick.
Fourth round pick, so those guys obvious.
Kirk Cousins was...
Second or third?
It might have been fourth.
Just Google it.
But he was another one. Kirk Cousins was selected in the fourth round.
Fourth round, okay.
Yeah, so those are three guys right there. There's not a ton of them.
No, I mean, when you look around, it's usually, you know, Andy Dalton was a second rounder.
Yeah, I'm talking third round or later. Amon was third round. I gave you three good ones. There's guys who have been starters and have even gone to Pro Bowls, got big money. Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins. But after that, I don't think there's a lot.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. He's
going to be a starter again this year.
No. But that hasn't been the last 10 years, though.
Yeah, I know.
But the point being that it's tough.
It's very tough.
There's a lot of these guys who, like, there's more Kyle Lolettas than there are Dak Prescotts.
Does Tom Brady become Tom Brady without Drew Bledsoe getting hurt?
Probably not.
Who knows?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You got that whole green screen thing figured out there, Jerry? It looks a little bit better.
I didn't. You guys did.
Well, we brought the green screen in, and then there was another setting that you put on there. I think it looks better.
Green
think it
screen looks... setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all, well, it's almost good. It's a
I,
little...
I don't think it's great. I still see a lot of movement around his head.
The edges are a little frayed.
Well, they're circular.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the green screen's oval.
That is right. It needs to be moved. Well, yeah, that's the issue. It's not big enough.
Al, what is it? You're a green screen expert.
Thank God I'm in the studio next week. Enough with this.
I know.
Yeah, Jerry's right. It's an oval-shaped green screen for whatever reason. I don't know why we have an oval-shaped one, but we do.
No, we don't. Tom Izzo does.
Tom Izzo does.
Yeah. Well, if we put it a little bit closer, I think it would be maybe better, yeah. Right? Isn't that your whole take on that?
Yeah, well, yeah. When I was working from home with the green screen, it was right at my back.
All
right,
so why don't you go out and do that right now?
Because it's not going to stay unless I just hold it for
Jerry. Just stand there and hold it for him then. But then that can produce your ass off. Let's go.
But then I my shadow will probably be behind.
Well,
it.
Let's go see. Let's I'll see what happens.
My goodness.
There are little Velcro straps on there, Al. Are you there? Might be able to, yeah, put it on that stanchion, whatever that thing is there.
All right. So, Jerry, sit where you're normally going to sit.
All right. So I would sit here.
Yes.
And my head's cut off because of the top.
Al's in there now.
Al's in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Al's mm-hmm. going to grab the green
screen. He's grabbing
screen.
It.
I think it just fell.
Moving it closer. No. He's getting behind it.
I think the
it.
Woods are going to be on my head in a second.
Look at Al. Sort of Al's stomach Al. In there, too.
Look at Al. Perfect.
Yeah, now he's...
Perfect.
Oh,
the perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
That's pretty... Yeah, it's much better.
Well, there you go.
Al's look getting his workout in right now by holding it up.
Wow. See, that's perfect. Look at that. That's all it took.
Well, it's like, where's Waldo? Al's head just shows up.
So you are going to be in the studio with us a week from today?
Next Monday, yeah.
All right, that's awesome. That's
I believe
great.
So. I will confirm that with the boss, but I believe after last talk, I believe after our last chat,
yeah.
That yes, I believe next Monday I will be in. Fully vaccinated and ready to go two
nice.
Weeks beyond the shot.
Nice.
Vaxxed and waxed.
Yes. Well, okay. I mean, at least the first part, yeah.
I think you need to get a little closer there, Al. I think that's what you got to do. Just a little bit closer, if you uh-huh. could. Okay, very good, Jerry. What's going on in the sports?
We are brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com, wintersbros.com. All right, so... Nope. We got Sunday night baseball. Mets beat the Phillies.
And Hale's first pitch. Lined in the air to right center. That's a base hit, and that's going all the way to the wall.
Still on
Sits
camera.
Sits on
out.
The warning track. The deal is in. Lindor is in. Conforto around third. Score standing. And standing at second with a three-run double is Pete Alonso.
We're a work in progress here. That was Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Biatch! Yeah, Mets wound up holding off the Phillies 8-7. That Alonso shot into the cap brings three runs in. Heck of a night for the Mets. Good series, too, as they get to 500 at 11-11. You also had the home run that wasn't hit by Rhys Hoskins, a hit off of Edwin Diaz, although it hit the top of the rail, came back into play after review. It was a double, so the Mets hang on for the win. Here's Alonso. It's a fun night overall.
Everyone's so fired up, and we're really looking forward to getting some rest tonight and taking on St. Louis tomorrow. I mean, it's a great win.
And one they needed for sure.
I don't know if that's a season-defining game tonight, but it's definitely a momentum shifter. And I think that we did get the ball rolling in a very positive direction.
And we've talked this morning about the extra hustle by Jonathan Villar and what he has done. Here he was, you know, this manager, Luis Rojas, and his base running.
What Villar did was special, you know, to pay close attention and see if, you know, that was going to happen and find it and go and take home plate.
Meaning take home on the ball that got...
Like, isn't that their job?
It is, but guys... You know this. They just kind of settle, and they're good.
Well,
most guys
Rhys
would just
Hoskins.
Stop here.
Obviously, Rhys Hoskins was settling.
Yes, and the announcer called it embarrassing.
It was.
On the Phillies, yeah, no doubt. And I mean the Phillies announcer. Here was VR. When was the last time you ran like that around the bases?
Oof, 2019. No, last year is that's bad moment. So 2019, I play every day.
Yeah, well, he's back at least with the Mets right now and doing something and contributing. The Mets do go to St. Louis tonight. No idea about Edwin Diaz, so he gave up the shot, but he also had tightness in his back. Jerry's Familia did get the one-out save as the Mets were victorious in Philly. As for the Yankees, they blanked the Tigers 2-0. Corey Kluber turned back the clock. He was outstanding. 8 innings, 2-hit ball. 10 shots. I think this game was like 2 hours. This game flew by.
2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, Sterling must not have known what to do with himself for the rest of the afternoon. 100th career win. Here is Aaron Boone. Says, things really starting to improve. Yankees back to 500, 14-14.
We're not where we think we're going to get to. We think we can still play much better baseball, but things are starting to square up.
And here was Kluber, just happy to contribute.
Yeah, it felt good to kind of go out there and execute for the most part from start to finish. I mean, I think that's always the goal, but it's not always smooth sailing. So when you do have them, it's fun to go out there and kind of have that feeling.
His battery mate was Kyle Higashioka. He had an RBI double, and Brett Gardner a sac fly. Next up for the Yanks, the Astros, and we know what that's all about, Brett Gardner.
We all have a memory, so we can all remember what happened. And, I think for us, the main thing is to play well against them and to beat them. You know, that's the ultimate form of trying to get back at him.
Very nice.
I thought that was on the Gardner clip. I was totally confused.
Yankees-Astros tomorrow. Not tonight. Also of note from yesterday, the Dodgers did beat the Brewers 16-4. They hit two grand slams in this game. Mike Tauchman, a three-run homer for it. You realize the Giants are 17-11. They beat the Padres yesterday 7-1, and the A's beat the Orioles 7-5. Also, the Nationals topped the Marlins 3-1. NBA last night, Knicks in Houston. They get another win, 122-97. And it seems like while they get a lot of different contributors, it's the top few that are there every night doing their thing. Julius Randle, 31 points. Derrick Rose, 24 off the bench. R.J. Barrett, 21. Here was Randle and MSG. He says Rose is just killing it.
Derrick's special. He brings a very great dynamic to our team with his ability to score, his ability to pass and get others involved.
And that's what's happened. Here was Tibbs. Why has Randle been so good?
Playmaking, shooting the three, defensive effort, all those things.
All those things. And in terms of the minutes, he has no concerns with his health.
I'm not surprised that he can handle the workload because that's what he prepared himself for. And so he takes great care of his body.
And so as they are headed to the playoffs, as we know, he'll be good to go. Nerlens Noel did suffer a sprained ankle in this game. Not sure of his availability for tonight in Memphis, though I think they're getting Alec Burks back from the COVID list, but we'll see. They have won 11 of 12 and 12 of 15. Tonight, game two of a six-game road trip. As for the Nets and Bucks, Milwaukee wins 117-114. You had Kevin Durant misfire on a game-tying three at the buzzer. He had 42, but 49 for Giannis.
Boo!
Yes, he was 21 of 36 shooting. Here was Mike Budenholzer. Giannis, that is a special dude.
He's got to be able to do a little bit of everything. And, and that's part of his evolution. And, we've always talked how he can get better and better, which is, what he wants to do.
He certainly has. Here was Durant. He was discussing a couple of different things. This is just about being out there and going against Giannis.
I'm just excited I get a chance to play. After being out for so long an injury, any game, especially games where it come down to the wire, I've been super excited just to be a part of those.
And he was last night, and he was held out the other night. They wouldn't let him play the back end of the back-to-back. Brooklyn remains in Milwaukee for another game tomorrow. They trail Philly by a half game for first place in the East. Sixers beat the Spurs in overtime 113-111 on a tip-in by Ben Simmons. Couple of other things of note here. Number one, I will give you this young Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Codeine Dreamin'? If I can play. What's so funny?
Codeine Dream.
Dreamin'.
Is it Codeine Dreamin'?
I had it on Spotify. It's a Dreamin'.
Okay.
Codeine Dreamin'. I don't know. I believe I beat this out. Take a listen, Eddie.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's Young Joker with Young Codeine Dreamin'. On the Fan. Yeah. Take a listen, Giants fans.
He is not the same from the you talk about. He been through the rain and he got kicked out from his grandma house. You can feel his pain, he lost his brother, he was down and out. Just trying to maintain, he got too much, he need to figure out. Put drugs in his brain, he saw my figure, they will help him out. It ain't not a prison, and he know that they respect him now.
What do you think?
I think it's great. I love him. I love Young Joker.
You like that over Alice Cooper, huh?
I do. I'm into Young Joker. It's more with the times. It really is. I told you, this is the dream for Young Joker. that you have the Giants parade down the Canyon of Heroes during the day, and then at night he performs to a packed house in Madison Square Garden.
Detroit City!
Oh, it's funny. Earlier this morning, I played a clip of Matt Rhule with one of his draft picks. I'm going to give you another one now because it's interesting how there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen for a draft, as we know. Well, we find out there's one outside of the building that influenced the pick of Chuba Hubbard, a running back. Here was Rhule on the telephone with him after he was selected.
What's up, man? You know, I couldn't sit there and watch you run wild on me all those years at Baylor and not take you when I had a chance.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is true. Oh, this is true. I got to tell you this, man. About 10 minutes ago, my wife texted me and said, please take Chuba Hubbard. So if she speaks, it happens. We're excited to have you, man.
There you go. So the wife of Matt Rhule chiming in her opinion, and then they make the selection, and there you have it. And then finally,
Kyle Busch goes to victory lane. He wins the Bushy McBush race.
So stupid. Imagine being the announcer. I got to say this. So, there you go. Big win for Kyle Busch. Islanders and Buffalo tonight. Rangers, Caps, Devils, Bruins as well.
All right, very good. Thanks, Jerry. We've got more
natural
Yankees.
Bushes.
Stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Any current NFL players follow you on Twitter, Boomer?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I would know something like that if one did, because it'd be a bigger deal in my world.
Yes.
Than in your world. And one of the ones that happens to follow me is Stephon Diggs. You know, me and him, we go way back.
Way back, yeah.
Way, way back. With the whole Minnesota Vikings thing.
Yes.
And, of course, Maryland as well. So you know Stephon.
Yep.
And he was tweeting.
Okay.
About the taste of water. And he goes, I don't care what anybody says. Water's got a taste. And I've fought this battle before. This is why we're kindred spirits, me and Stephon Diggs. And I root for him even though he's up in Buffalo now. Water has different brands of bottled water taste differently. Do you agree or not agree?
I would agree.
Okay, good. Because the people who don't agree, I've got an issue with.
Sure, particular, you know, bottles of water that I do like.
Yeah.
That I prefer. So I like Voss water.
You do like Voss.
Plus, I do like that it's in a bottle. I don't like it in the plastic. I like it in
it's
the bottle.
It's a glass bottle.
Yes.
So Diggs says, I only drink certain water. He said, box water tastes like it's been in a box.
Yes, he's right.
Because it is. It's got to taste as that
we
box
tried that
taste.
Box water here once. I wasn't a big fan. Yeah. But it was like in a milk carton.
Yeah, that's what it's in. And they say it's better, I guess, for the environment as opposed to the plastic and everything. That's why they do it. Box water is
better for me, though. Honestly.
It doesn't taste better, though.
Right.
And he said, Dasani tastes like somebody dropped a penny in it. Now, okay. I don't necessarily. Now
that's Coca-Cola's water,
I believe that it is, yes. Yeah. Now, I do not like Dasani. Not a Dasani guy. What I do like is Poland Spring, I think, is the best. It's got the least amount of taste in it. Doesn't taste like anything.
So I prefer Voss. I'll drink Estencia.
Excuse me?
Estencia.
Estencia?
Yes.
Do you know anybody know Estencia in there? I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of it?
Estencia?
But open your eyes, cuz. How about Core? Do you like Core?
Core water, yes. Estencia. How about, am I the only one who's not heard of Estencia?
Don't know that one.
How about Smart Water?
Smart Water I like. You know what I also like? Fiji.
Yep, Fiji's a good one.
I'm a big Poland Spring guy.
Yeah, Poland Spring's the best.
They have the cheapest bottles, though. Like those things.
Good for the environment, though.
Right.
That's why I like it.
It's not thick. A thick bottle.
The Estencia water, they fill their water bottles up too high, though. Because, like, when you open it, like, water spills out of it.
Really? Every time?
Yes, every time.
Well, they're trying to give you the most bang for the buck.
So you've never seen that Estencia?
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
Yes, you have.
I have seen that.
You've seen that?
All right. Estencia.
Estencia. What am I saying?
You said Estencia.
Oh, Estencia.
Estencia. Yeah.
Estencia. Sorry.
All right. No, I've seen that water.
Yes.
Yeah, I have. But I'm
they fill their bottles up way too high.
All right. But Voss.
See, the thing about a Voss thing. Like
only
you
one
drink,
with glass these days.
Yeah, well, we have those here. When you drink that, then you could use that thing, the bottle, as a weapon if you needed to. That is like Norwegian glass.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Pittsburgh about the city. And he's like, you really carry a taser around? And I'm like, well, you know, whatever it takes. Taser, pepper spray, Voss water bottle, baseball bat, whatever it is when I walk into work.
Better wear a bulletproof vest. Now people getting shot around here.
Oh, geez. Well, that turned serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure that you're prepared.
Well, I'm not going to get a bulletproof vest now.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think that'd be a little much?
Yeah, probably.
You're not wearing a bulletproof vest coming here, are you?
No, I'm just trying to get in and out as quietly and as quickly as possible.
Sure. Same here. Same deal. But yeah, all right. So Al and Jerry said they were going to do, because they brought this story up on a warm-up show, that they were going to do a taste test, a water taste test.
Okay.
And Al says he's going to do five of them. He's going to go five for five. That's what he claims. And Jerry thinks he won't get any of them right.
So you're going to be able to taste and tell us which bottle of water you're...
I think so.
So should we bring in the waters, or should you just give us the water that you like to drink so we know which ones that you can identify?
Yeah,
I think
it's, you know, Poland Spring, Aquafina, Dasani, Fiji.
Fiji's got like a softer.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Like a water softener tape type of
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, a little softer.
What about Voss?
Voss we could do as well.
I bet you I could tell Dasani, Poland Spring, and Fiji for sure.
But Jerry's claim is that if you're not, that the bottle that it's in is giving it its taste, and by putting it in a non-bottle, just a paper cup, they're all going to taste the same.
I disagree. I totally disagree.
See, the thing about it is if you grab the bottle, you'll know which water you're drinking.
Right.
That's the thing. So you would have to drink it. Well, why don't we just get a glass? As opposed to a cup.
Yeah, you got to get like a pint glass or something. Yeah. That's what you need. Get a glass.
Got a glass?
I could get a glass. I don't have a glass.
Get a glass. You should probably bring in a couple glasses.
I could
maybe
do that.
See, I think I could do it too.
Now, do we have to have an EMT here again?
Yep. What if he drowns?
That's right.
Unbelievable. Do you think if someone put in front of you a glass of wine from a $20 bottle, a glass of wine from a $100 bottle.
That's a good question.
And a glass of wine from a $500 bottle. You'd be able to put that in order.
I'll say this. He could tell 20 to 100, but not 100 to 500.
What do you think?
I think Eddie's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Above a certain range, unless there's something very so unique about a particular grape or something, I think you lose it after about $60.
I think you would be right about that.
I never wanted to try that, though, because I always think it's fun to, like, get the expensive bottle of wine on an occasion, and I don't want to think that there's no difference. I want to pretend like I'm drinking the best.
There's definitely a difference. Definitely a difference.
Well, between, like, a $12 bottle and $150, you could, yes.
You could get wine in a box, too, you know.
You could get wine in a box and mix it with your Diet Coke. Let's go to Vito on Staten Island quickly. What's up, Vito? What do you got for us, man?
Well, first of all, good morning, and I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. And I want to ask Boomer What does he think of Jameis Winston being upended by Ian Book in training camp? Doesn't all training camps get a chance to be the starting quarterback? Because I think Sean Payton would Ian Book.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't see that happening. I think Jameis Winston's going to have every opportunity to win that starting job down there.
But Boomer, can I ask you, who are the top five quarterbacks coming out of Notre Dame in their lifetime?
Top five quarterbacks coming out of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Joe Montana. Joe Montana. Yes. Joe Theismann.
Yes.
Let's see. Brady Quinn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not a big Notre Dame fan. You feel like I'm 3 for 3? Is there a couple other guys that I'm missing?
No, he just dropped off. He wanted to listen to himself on the radio.
Sean Kizer?
Yeah. I mean, he had a miserable NFL career.
Yeah.
And did you maybe his point was you throw Ian Book in there.
Yeah.
Maybe you do. I don't know. Jameis Winston needs a shot. He needs another shot.
He's definitely going to get the shot. Definitely, 100%.
That's been one of my takes, is that his LASIK eye surgery is going to send him off into MVP status.
Well, I think the coach will have a lot to do with it. There's no question about it. You know, like, I think Bruce Arians is a great coach for a guy like Tom Brady, but probably not a great coach for a guy like Jameis Winston, especially a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, and Bruce wants to throw it down the field. Bruce wants to just, you know, let it go. And Brady is going to do it the way he wants to do it. And then you try to mold the two together, and then they'll have success, especially with that defense that they had. And then they added all those offensive weapons for Brady. So it was... it made a lot of sense. Jameis just, you know, he needs a hard-ass coach on him to make sure that he is not throwing interceptions and being careless with the football.
Mark's in Huntington. What's up, Mark?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, man.
All right, Mark, what's going on?
So I want to bring in the wine this week for your wine challenge. I own bottles and cases in Huntington.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, yes, great place. Really good place.
Thanks, Bones. So we'd love to bring in a couple wines and see if you're true bougie or fake bougie.
True bougie or fake bougie. So let me ask you a question. Like, what is your most expensive bottle of wine?
We have Screaming Eagle. It's probably about $3,000.
Is it really? Yeah.
$3,000. Wow.
So like, you could bring anywhere. Like, you wouldn't bring one of those bottles in. That would be ridiculous. But, I mean, you could bring in like a Sea Smoke or something like that. You could probably be, can you bring in a Kistler?
We'll mix it up. We'll bring in a couple of, you know, maybe a $10 wine that tastes like a $100 wine.
Right.
And maybe vice versa.
Yeah, well, we have to make sure that the mark is cleared and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
and
we
showing
might
need
EMT for that.
Yeah, EMT and all that other. You know what? I'd love to do this. I think
it would
be great.
Yes.
And I know you want to do it, but we just got to make sure.
All right, so Al, why don't you take Mark's number, okay? And Mark, if we can pull this together, we'll definitely do it with you.
Tell Chernoff I'm CPR certified, so we're good to go.
Okay. All right, very good. You need someone who you need an EMT, and you can't drink.
They're not going to allow anybody in the building.
Yeah, no.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't drop the wine off.
No. That is true.
Bring some wine, and then can I bring my dog too?
Oh, stop, please.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan,
trying to get us in trouble again.
CBS Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.